that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so the mountains would quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood, the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known against your adversaries, so that nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has preserved, and no eye has seen any God besides you, who works on those who wait for him. You meet those who are to gladly do right, those who remember you in ways, but you are angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all became like one who is unclean, and our righteousness deeds are like filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like wind. Take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you. You have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hands of your iniquity. There's yet, O Lord, you are the Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord. You do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are your people.
So I've got a guy in the holiday light biz. He's who keeps the lights, keeping the church looking so good. He and his lift truck put the top on the big church tree every year. When he was helping get our tree set up 2 weeks ago, I mentioned I appreciated him coming out earlier than normal. We moved the setup ahead a week. So he told me that everyone was actually decorating early. Folks who generally won't even call him until after Thanksgiving were putting up Christmas decorations the very first week in November. Maybe you've noticed it too. Yard decorations, photos of friends decorating their Christmas trees, and normal people listening to Christmas music as early as I do. The local news channels have done stories on this year's early decorating phenomenon. Please, it's not news that we all want something better, something life-giving, anything other than what 2020 has been. This year has been awful, and we're done. We're just done with it. This virus-ridden, racial injustice, civil unrest, burning forests, smoky air, democracy-threatening, murder hornet, social distance excuse of a year, it can't become an overly long chapter in the history books fast enough. I'm actually proud to have celebrated pre-Advent this year. A season of waiting for the season of waiting. Because Christmas is about God showing up to be with us. And I don't know about you, but I would like some divine company. The prophet Isaiah, writing in some of the most challenging times his people had ever known, after generation and generation, the prophet Isaiah wrote about such longing with vivid passion. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. Simply put, I hear Isaiah asking, please, God, come shake things up. The longing is real, and the anticipation is palpable. And that is why the hope is so true. See, the crying out for God's presence is an incredibly hopeful act. The scripture today continues beyond the verses read already. The prophet reflects on the true, desperate need, the awful place they find themselves in. Our holy, glorious house where our ancestors praised you has gone up in flames. All that we treasured has become a ruin. After all of this, will you hold back, Lord? I've had a crummy year, but I am quickly reminded of the comfort of my privilege when I hear phrases like, all that we treasured has become a ruin. The scriptures of Isaiah, and there are more like this, not only in Isaiah, but across the prophets, in the Psalms, throughout Lamentations, and countless utterances never even recorded, scriptures like this ground me. They not only ground me in a way that is humbling, but they also ground me in ways that center me and offer me a foundation. What follows these scriptures when you hear these difficult times, what follows these scriptures and these cries are stories of God showing up and being present. And it's not unexpected when it happens. Now, yes, the timing and the ways God shows up are surprising for sure. The scripture acknowledges God's works have been beyond their wildest expectations. Though it's beyond their expectations, it is not unexpected. For God's people expect divine action and presence. The people wouldn't be crying out if they did not expect God to respond. They are asking for God's presence because they know the stories of God doing so before. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quake at your presence, the scripture says. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait upon the divine. When the people cry out, our scripture reminds us, God responds. That is the source of hope, a track record of steadfast faithfulness. And one of the invitations of Advent is to revisit those stories, to hear the voices cry out, to remember we are not alone in our longing for God to disrupt the patterns of brokenness that blight our world. God has responded before. God will respond again. That is our hope. That is what we know will be, even though we don't always know how or when. When I was younger, amidst a 100-mile backpacking trip, we had the opportunity for what they called a side hike. We hiked up a mountain called the Tooth of Time, and we sat at the top of this mountain to watch the sunrise. We were up so early that I'd rather say we were up late from the day before. Days and days of exhaustion being carried on fatigued legs, I found myself trudging in the near blinding dark to sit on a cold rock. And the doubt and the frustration began to set in. Why? Why would I clamber up a steep and rugged trail through the pitch of night? As I stared out across the shadowy expanse before me, it slowly became a blue-black sky, and I was reminded. Only moments before that, that blue-black sky had simply been black. And even now, it was bluer, and bluer by the moment, kissed at the edges by orange and yellow, because the light was shining in the darkness. In fact, the light was shining the darkness away. In that moment, as the sun broke over the horizon, I was reminded that my journey home would now be all the easier. Not only would it be downhill, it would also be illuminated. And so was I. I was illuminated to the sure and certain hope our scriptures speak of this day. An abiding belief that even in the midst of difficult, dark times, the moments that we feel overrun by darkness, God shows up. God arrives bringing light that kindles our souls to shine, joining us on our journey. It is my prayer that as you look to the horizon of whatever might lie before you in life, you might see the light begin to arise. You might see the fulfillment of the hope this ancient season nurtures. And so I wish you hope this Advent season. Amen.